sometimes you just need the opinion of other people, people who aren't invested emotionally in your situation. So you message us and we'll toss it out to the group, see what we can do for you. And I realize that you don't want to stay on the phone with us long because you're afraid you're going to implicate yourself and reveal too much. I get it. So I guess as quickly as you can, just kind of walk through what the issue is.
My best buddy is getting married here pretty soon to his longtime sweetheart, and I am going to be his best man.
Okay.
But the problem is he is actually considering bailing on the entire wedding. He's getting cold feet like crazy and, saying things like, well, you know, he's only ever dated this one girl and, he needs to go sow his wild oats and crazy things like this.
No.
He is pretty seriously planning on just not even showing up to the wedding. And I've been sworn to secrecy, so I can't say anything about it. So I'm just sort of stuck on this one.
Okay. All right. That's all we need from you. We won't ask you anymore right now, but
I have more questions. I have more questions. Like, has he made up his mind he's not showing up? Because if he's made up his mind, he cannot let the bride get all dressed up, all of her friends and family show up and stand there waiting for nothing.
That would be detrimental. Like, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if any woman within the sound of my voice is listening who literally was stood up at the altar. Do you recover from that? Is that like that?
That's a tough one.
And if so, I'd be curious to know, would you have rather found out before? Or
yes, I'm guessing yes. If I were in that situation, yes. I do not want to get like dressed up thinking I'm starting my life with the man of my dreams,
sure,
standing there at the altar for no one to show up. That would be worst case scenario. Like, you need to tell me ahead of time so I don't do that.
So Amy rolls in on Facebook and says, as hard as it is, stay out of it.
Oh, really?
Dang. All right. So I tell you what.
I'm really surprised by that.
Toss a phone number out.
Give us a call at 502-795-1997. Sandra posted on Facebook, he needs to talk to his friend. Tell him to man up and do it the right way. Cancel the wedding. Yes, people will be upset, but in the long run, he's saving his fiance and himself heartache down the road. If this guy is the groom's best friend and best man, he shouldn't tell the fiance that's not his place. If he won't listen as a last resort, talk to his parents.
Oof. Okay. Hey, Drew, what do you think?
No, man, that's way too much wasted time for way too many people. My vote is to come clean.
Okay, so like tell the fiance or tell his friend?
I would tell my friends, and then I would tell my, then I would tell her.
Oh, so almost like a, hey, if you're not going to tell her, I am.
Yeah, you need to man up a bit, dude. That is crazy wrong, premeditated. Seriously.
Drew, appreciate it, bud.
Thank you, bye.
Got a text from Rex, who said, Ben, you've got three daughters. What if one of them were stood up after paying all that money? Not just she is going to be devastated, her family will be too. I would be pissed. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Just send out the note right now. Any potential future husbands for your daughters, you better never.
You better never.
Marlene said, talk to the groom. He needs to cowboy up, do the things the right way instead of acting like a petulant 8-year-old. People will be upset, but leaving her at the altar is much worse. It'll humiliate her and leave a lasting impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's on team. Don't let the wedding happen.
I mean,
what's going to happen.
There were very few people who said, stay out of this.
Stay out of this.
She's going to find out, whatever. But man, yeah. But I think,
make the groom do the right thing. I don't think that it's your place to go to the fiance, because if he truly hasn't figured it out yet, but he needs to tell the groom, like, listen, if you have decided you are not going through with this, you need to cancel the wedding.
There were several people that are like, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, you're the best man. You're involved in this. So
yeah, I feel like it's kind of your job.
You be the man of the two and do the right thing, man.
I like the aspect that if the groom isn't going to do anything, then maybe you go to the groom's parents and be like, hey,
my gosh, yeah.
Okay. We try to shield the bride as much as possible and try to make this as, it's going to be painful, but let's take the public humiliation out of it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay. So I think we're saying that you need to address this.
Go to the groom and press him and say, listen, if you have decided you're not doing this, you need to cancel the wedding before it happens. And if he is still refusing, then you go to his parents.
All right. You can see, read the comments. You guys can throw your own down there at Ben and Kelly Show.